pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Lane.
Here.
Ross.
Here.
Rose Wilbur.
Present.
Lakin.
Here.
Hintz.
Here.
And Friend.
Here.
Mark Baker is absent and excused.
Okay. Public comment. Approval of the agenda. So, under old business, B, I believe we should add the Arbutus map that we got from Dusty, that updated one.
Make a motion that we approve the agenda for December 18th Parks meeting with the addition under old business adding B, Arbutus map.
A second.
Yep, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. Approval of minutes from November 21st meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of November 21st meeting.
Support.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes. Okay, township meeting.
Nothing in particular to report as far as the Parks Commission, although Beth did mention that she'd had some talks with people from the Conservancy. She was kind of vague, but so I really don't know what that was about. That was the only comment she made, so maybe we'll get more information about that.
Yeah, so...
Do you know more about it?
I was in at those.
Perfect.
And it was just very general information from them talking about the Holiday Hills area with that being purchased by a group from that area, as well as Nolan's property. We as a board, I felt, should just stay in the loop on that stuff, as well as have an idea of what's going on and keep in touch with the Conservancy.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's not a whole bunch of news on that. The rec plan, so Rick was supposed to be here tonight, and he is not able to be here, so there's no new news on that. So resolutions for 2018 dates. Deb Hamilton went through and put together our resolution for us. And so it has January and February, there were holidays on those days. So I think what would make the most sense is just to move those to the next day after, the Tuesday after, if that would work for everybody. That would be the 16th of January and the 20th of February.
Works for me.
I can't be there on January 16th. What was the February date?
The 20th.
February 20th is good for me, too.
I'd also like to note that there's no date for the April.
Yes, so April, that'd be the 16th.
Thank you. 6 o'clock as well?
Yep, 6 o'clock. so on there it says meetings will commence at 6 o'clock.
I make a motion that we approve. What's the resolution number?
Oh, we need to come up with a resolution number.
2017-1.
I think we already
have that. We use that already.
Two.
I think it might be on three.
Which is a really high number.
I say let's just go with four to be safe.
Okay, four.
Okay. So I make a motion to approve resolution 2017-04-PKS for the meeting dates and times for all the Parks Commission meetings in 2018.
Support.
Okay, roll call vote, please.
Rose Grover?
Yes.
Lannon?
Yes.
Cross?
Yes.
Hintz?
Yes.
Layton?
Yes.
Friend?
Yes. Motion passes. Okay, the Arbutus map. All of you should have that in front of you. Just a quick glance, it looks like Dusty made up the revisions that we did ask for. open up to the board for discussion.
I went to Arbutus, and I kind of walked it off to get an idea of where the path would be versus where the green space would be and the wall, and I liked it. I thought there was plenty of space, and I'm also...
You liked it with the revision one?
I like the revision.
Okay.
Yeah, I like the revision. I also like a little detail here is they made a wheelchair-accessible picnic table.
Where is here?
The first picnic table on the top of the page.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yep.
So that little detail. And then I'm... My concern was that the path was taking up a lot of the grassy spots for people to picnic and whatnot. But I like the revision. And then once the dock is gone, I think the dock acts as a barrier. And I think once that's gone, then people will spread out. So my original concerns may have just been...
Whenever you stepped it off, did you still think that there's too much of the green area taken up or not?
No. It did not count.
Does anyone know the measurements on the grassy area? It looks like the pathway is 4 foot.
8 foot, I believe.
Oh, it is 8 foot?
I believe it's 8.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly from the last time.
Yeah. That's what I walked off, so...
It does say 8 feet on this.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Proposed 8.
I think those are ADA requirements.
So does the board have any other discussion, or are you guys happy with this?
I like how they installed the new ADA accessible footbridge to replace the old existing footbridge. I really like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be really good.
Okay, so if you're in a wheelchair and you're at the kayak launch and you need to use the facilities, you have to go, unless we open up the fence right at that awkward parking corner, you would have to go all the way to your car and all the way back through the parking lot. Do you guys understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we might want to look at that corner.
Or take that existing footbridge and make that also.
I don't think you'd want to do that because I think you'd...
have to pave it.
Yeah, you'd also have to pave it.
I was saying make that well, it says an existing footbridge.
Yeah, so there's just kind of like, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's just like, basically looks like you can pick it up and just move it if you wanted to. Just a little bridge.
Okay, so if they're replacing the old existing footbridge, so the new ADA accessible footbridge over that stream, which is quite rapid in right there, that area that they're suggesting, you have to pave that? Is that what you're saying?
No, so the bridge you would not have to pave, but getting to and from the bridge you'd have to pave.
I
think I misunderstood what you were saying, Susan.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so truly, how is someone going to get there?
Corey, are you saying that we need, like, an access point close to the proposed bike rack in that corner?
Yes, I think
so.
So
you can go down there and yeah.
Because they have to go all the way back up to the top where they parked, and then
right.
All the way through the parking lot, and all the way through the parking lot is not a good idea.
Well, there's a pedestrian accessible fence right here, so I don't know if that's passed through.
Yeah, that's true.
Right here.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and they've even got a little arrow.
Well, here's the... what about this thought? Of making that footbridge by the permanent dock, make that wider so it is accessible by wheelchair. And then what do you think that is? 4 or 8 feet area that before it meets the regular path?
Well, let me just be correct.
I can't even read it.
Oh,
okay.
This footbridge here?
Yeah.
Okay. So
I'm talking about this footbridge. right there.
But then to get to the bathroom, it would have to be ADA accessible.
Yes, you'd have to make more than just that bridge compliant.
Right, there would have to be a pathway from where it connects to the other pathway all the way to the restroom area.
Yeah, you're right. I was just thinking if they wanted to go further onto this nice picnic area, they really don't have any accessibility.
I mean, I think the best way would be going to the restroom there and then heading down from that trail for that.
So. Well, Mike's right. There's an entrance right here for it.
Yeah, so.
I think I just overlooked that. I think it is clearly marked. I don't want to start adding too many paths.
Right. Okay. So everybody's happy with this?
Mm-hmm.
I'll entertain a motion. And we would like to make one to approve this as our master plan for our Arbutus 5.
Yeah, I'd move to approve it.
Okay.
I support.
Roll call vote, please.
Cross?
Yes.
Rose
Grover?
Yes. Lannon?
Yes.
Hintz?
Yes.
Layton?
Yes.
Yes.
Lining them up and knocking them down.
Okay, so the election of officers. So for this, basically just to let you guys know how it works is you go through and you don't need a second for nominations. And then for the voting, it goes the first person nominated is the first person voted on. And if they get elected or... If they get a majority vote for yes, then they get elected as the that position. So does that make sense?
You guys are finishing
any
meetings
questions
quick.
On that or anything?
What officer positions are there?
So you have the chairman, you have the secretary, and you have the treasurer position.
Isn't there like a co-chair?
Oh yes, there's also a co-chair.
Vice chair, yeah.
Isn't that you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it is.
So we'll start out with the chair position. And these will be taking over come January. So I'd like to nominate Mark for chairman.
Thank you.
I was hoping he wouldn't be here so he couldn't say no or anything.
Yeah, you were really close. Thanks for holding the meeting to 10 minutes this time.
Yeah, you're welcome. Are there any other nominations for chair? Okay.
But does he have a choice?
I mean,
I will take it if you guys so choose and vote for me.
Okay. So.
Considering the chair voted for you, I think the chair is okay with that.
Yeah. Well, obviously. So.
Think if there's nobody else. We have to do a vote, do you know?
Someone should second it, though.
Okay.
I second.
So, you will be the next chair.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, we will go on to secretary, or vice chair.
You dress for the job you want, is what I've been told.
Sweet.
I did not want to be the treasurer. That's what I know.
You know, you've never mentioned that.
Yeah, well, now I did. Now that I can't be treasurer.
You should have waited until...
It's not a bad
You're
job.
Somebody.
Yeah, well, somebody's got to do it. I'm now the chair, so I can't do both. Sorry.
Okay, so vice chair position. Any nominations for vice chair?
I'm happy with it.
I would like to nominate Mike.
Yeah, I was going to nominate Mike.
Pitts.
I would second that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Congratulations on your new position.
Thanks.
secretary. Any nominations for secretary?
Would you like to be nominated for secretary?
What was that face?
All So then maybe she'll nominate somebody else.
Do you want to do it again?
I would prefer to do secretary over treasurer, because I just don't have the time to do treasurer. But if somebody else wants to do secretary and I could just not do have any, that is fine with me too. So if somebody else has an interest in it. You know,
I will gladly nominate you. You did a great job, and you have a wealth of knowledge on the board, so I will gladly nominate you.
I'll second that even.
Awesome.
All right, now we have that very most important job as treasurer.
Yes.
Treasurer.
It's a great idea.
I'd like to nominate Matt Cross.
What are the treasurer's duties?
Treasurer duties, you keep track of the paperwork. Basically, you're supposed to report at the beginning of the meeting where all the balances are. For lack of better terms, I call one a checking account and one a savings account, because the savings account you got to actually go to the township board to get permission to use. But you just normally meet a couple days before the actual meeting just to make sure the numbers are right in case somebody has a question or we want to spend money on something. And that's pretty much it, other than the budget. That's kind of like a couple-day thing, and then you got to meet with the supervisor, township supervisor, and make sure everything's all together.
I mean, it's probably a learning curve for all of us.
Yeah, it was definitely a learning curve. I mean,
I think my only concern would be the time commitment. I mean, if it's just what you're describing now, I think that would be I'd be fine with it, but, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't, other than the budget, it doesn't really get too hectic. I mean, I only did it for a year, so I don't know.
All right.
But that being said, during the year that he did it, he cleaned it up a bit and made it a little more user-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we all
did. I think everybody did, and I think the township supervisor. Yeah, I think the whole township actually helped with that.
I think
good job.
And at the township level, who helped you through,
Sue. Sue Corte. She knows everything that's going on, and she'll get you with the right people and stuff.
And, with that thought, it sure would be nice to, when I was on the township board, I mean, we would get our packet for our meeting. Granted, it'd be nice to get our packet at least the Thursday before our Monday meeting, meaning we all have a key to that side door to go into the mail room, that we could pick up our packet. I mean, I don't know what your thought is. I think Deb is willing to get the agenda prepped, so...
Yeah, and the numbers, whenever you want the numbers, that's not...
And then to have those, the numbers, so, you know, we could at least look it over the weekend, through the weekend, to review if we had questions for the finances, because even I'm sort of gray in some of those areas, too, so it would be nice to take some time to look over our finances. So I don't know. And then each of us, I mean, we all come with our copies, and then there's copies here when we get here, but it makes no sense in my book to have the copies of everything that we've already copied at home. I mean, but it would be nice to have the copies, but have them, like, Thursday night. We could stop in and get our packet, or the weekend. So we'll have to talk with Deb and see if... You know, she said she'd be willing to do that. And I really would like to have that done for us. And then that gives us prep time.
Do you ask them specifically for paper copies, or can they be digital? Because I would prefer to be digital myself. If we could get everything a couple of days earlier. I mean, I don't really.
I mean,
it's whatever the preference.
Chair mixed with the individuals on the board. I mean, just working like.
Yeah, if somebody wanted paper, I'm sure we could figure out how to get that person paper. And if anybody else wanted digital, you know.
I mean,
there's not that many of us to print off 7 copies.
Right.
I mean, we could do it.
You are correct. I'm from the old school. I like paper. So I would prefer paper, and I would like to prefer to have our agenda set, no later than Wednesday. So Thursday she could get a packet together, and we could come prepared.
Okay.
I second Justin's nomination.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
You kind of a little bit there.
I just nominate the three of you. Throw you guys into an arena. Like, let the person who comes out not do it.
Okay, so...
Second it, so we now have new officers.
Okay, so who is interested in getting paper copies?
I
I'm with meeting. You. I'm old school.
Yeah. I'm just the two of us?
I kind of like the digital because I can review it at home, and then we get the paper copy when we walk in the door anyways.
Well, I would still ask to get the digital, you know, the email.
Well,
but
you,
I'd physically
definitely.
Like to have the copies.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
if you guys
we can
don't,
definitely.
And if you don't prefer, if you don't want copies, then at the meeting, then I guess.
We wouldn't need a second copy.
Yeah,
meeting,
we
unless,
wouldn't.
Unless something changed between.
And if they want to go digital, I guess, what paper would you need other than things that were not emailed to you, right? You digital people?
At the meeting.
Actually, I prefer paper myself, but as far as trying to get it, you know, on that Thursday, and I think digital would be nicer because it comes to wherever you are.
Well, I'm saying both because we would.
Yeah, yeah,
well,
you definitely
we would
get both. Yeah.
Like, we'd get the packet, physical paper packet on that Friday before the township's meeting, and we'd get it all emailed also.
Mm-hmm.
But then we had that physical paper.
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
Awesome. So, public comment.
I need a second from Matt Cross.
Deb
did.
So,
and I'm kind of government at work.
Kind of curious. So there's a lot of you people in the audience. So are you guys all from a government class or?
Park commission, no choice.
Yeah.
You picked a good one.
Should we make them all go up then? Yeah.
Well, didn't Butch usually make them come
up
to the stand and introduce themselves? And,
I think you guys should come up and introduce yourselves.
In order to get your credit.
Simply because we
and then you'll be on TV.
So
maybe what class your first last name, what class you're taking, or first name?
Oh, I don't mind.
I'm Cole Geiger. I'm from Kingsley, and we're assigned to come to the government meetings. I actually don't mind. I find it pretty interesting, so, you know, might as well participate in my government. So,
good for you.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah.
I signed.
Yeah, Butch did.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Boy, they're just loving up now.
I'm Marty McDonald. I go to Traverse City Central, and
so Central, yay.
This is for my civics class.
Hey, these are all the future here. Good for you guys.
Hi, I'm Katie Hamilton. I go to Central, and this is for my AP Gov class.
Two signatures.
All right.
Bring it over here.
I want to sign them.
Who's your instructor at Central, you guys?
Two signatures.
I'll sign the outside. I'll do the other signature.
Okay. How about your civics class? Who's the instructor?
It's Sam.
Is it?
Yeah. All right.
Oh, wonderful.
Thank you very much. Yeah, no problem.
Second one.
Now, what's your instructor's name? Oh, okay.
Anybody else?
Everybody got signatures?
Excellent.
She needs to focus.
Okay. Representative for next township board meeting.
Okay, so our next meeting is going to be January.
Correct.
For the Parks Commission will be January.
For the next township.
The Parks meeting.
Next Parks meeting is on the
16th.
So January 16th is for the Parks meeting. On January 8th is Corey.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Cool. No. I remember signing up. I don't remember when.
Didn't we do that last meeting? Meeting before? I don't remember which ones I signed up for.
I was gone.
Mike, it will be February. Deb, March. April, Corey. May's open. June is Mike. July is Justin. Matt is August. And looks like
maybe that's why you don't remember.
Maybe it was that 5-minute meeting. Maybe that's what it was.
Oh, there you go.
What time? Whoa, looks like I'll be doing
for
it
for the township meeting. Yeah. 6:30.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Does anybody else have any closing things we need to go over?
Back to Rick and the rec plan.
Yeah.
Is it going to get lighter for him after the first of the year? Because now we're...
I don't know. I haven't had a chance to talk with him since our last meeting, really. Okay. So I will... Mark will.
I was at your next meeting. I'd like to be at that way.
Yeah.
Before
we'll both go sit down with
that
him
sounds great.
Talk about it.
So. Awesome.
Yeah, it'd be nice to say, can you sort of give us some kind of general idea that we can have a hard copy to go through and start making notes or additions or subtractions?
Yep, I mean...
Because we really are kind of dead in the water until we get this done.
Yep.
Sort of. So...
Okay.
Sounds like I got something to do in between now and then.
Close the meeting from somebody.
As
I make a motion that we close the meeting.
Support.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Meeting's closed.
Is that a record?
A light agenda.
No, our last meeting was a record.
Yeah.
This one 26.